هل أنت مستعد؟ هيا نبدأ. Are you ready? Let's begin.
السلام عليكم. مرحبا. Welcome. اليوم today we will continue with unit 10 الوحدة العاشرة, and we will start سنبدأ the second dialogue الحوار الثاني. هيا نبدأ. Let's begin. هذا حوار, this discussion is with حسان وبدر. هذا حوار مع حسان وبدر. السلام عليكم يا بدر. أنا حسان, أتكلم من لندن. وعليكم السلام. أهلا وسهلا يا حسان. كيف الجو في لندن؟ الجو بارد في لندن. هذا فصل الشتاء. كم درجة الحرارة في لندن؟ تحت صفر. كيف الجو في الرياض؟ كان الجو حارا حارا, وهو الآن معتدل. كم درجة الحرارة في الرياض؟ درجة الحرارة 20. هل ستقضي العطلة في لندن؟ سأقضيها في تونس إن شاء الله. So let's go over the translations. السلام عليكم. Hello in Arabic, or let the peace be upon you. Peace be upon you. Ya Badr. Ya O Badr. The name of the person he is speaking to. Badr. Ana Hassan. I am Hassan. أتكلم من لندن. I speak from London. وعليكم السلام, and upon you be peace. أهلا وسهلا, welcome, يا حسان. كيف الجو في لندن؟ How is the weather in London? الجو بارد في لندن. The weather is cold in London. هذا فصل الشتاء. This is the winter season. كم درجة الحرارة في لندن؟ What is the temperature, درجة الحرارة, في لندن, in London? تحت صفر, below zero. So, تحت, below, صفر, zero. كيف الجو في رياض? How is the weather in رياض? كان الجو حارا. The weather is hot, or was hot. وهو الآن, and it is now, معتدل. It is moderate, معتدل. كم درجة الحرارة في رياض? And what is the temperature in رياض? درجة الحرارة 20. The temperature is 20 degrees. هل ستقضي العطلة في لندن? Will you spend the holiday? ستقضي العطلة في لندن? سأقضيها في تونس, and I will spend it in Tunisia, inshallah. Today I want to do something a little different. I want to start to introduce maybe one or two grammar rules, as we've spent a lot of time covering general conversations, but it may also be useful to start developing. This wasn't the main purpose of this podcast, was more to immerse ourselves with more language, and it would be a means of practicing your Arabic a bit more than outside of your regular lessons, so that you could listen to more discussions and just acclimatize and listen, become more familiar with different vocabulary and different conversations. And I would expect you, or would have expected, that most people would have maybe be attending other Arabic classes or learning the Arabic grammar themselves, because of course the grammar is essential to understanding any language, and of course to Arabic as well. So today I wanted to just maybe cover one quick rule, which is this: nominal sentences. So jumlatul ismiya, which is a noun sentence, nominative sentence, which means that the first word of the sentence is a noun. Now, how do we recognize a noun in Arabic? We can recognize a noun by two things. Either of two things, which is if it has an alif and lam at the front, al, for instance, al-baytu, that's one way of recognizing a noun. And another way is if it doesn't have the alif lam, then you should notice something called a tanween. And this is could be al-baytun, but depending on the case ending, the nahu in the sentence, it could be baytin or baytan. Yep. So that's what is tanween at the end of the noun. Now, a sentence which begins with this is a nominative, a nominal sentence. And I'm going to talk about the most basic principle of nominal sentences in Arabic, which is mubtada wa khabar. Now, mubtada, you can think of it as the anchor in the sentence, or from the direct literal translation, the beginning of the noun or sentence. But in language, we want to communicate about something that we know with the audience and then tell them something new about that. And that's the purpose of language, to relate something that we know to some new information. And that's, in English, normally the mubtada and khabar. So what the khabar is, the information about that beginning, the information about that anchor, would normally be communicated by the word is. So I could say the house is big. However, in Arabic, there is no word is. And in fact, the two, the mubtada and the khabar, is linked by the case endings in the sentence and by the grammar, the nahu. So let's talk about al-mubtada and khabar. So it's not that hard. The al-mubtada is normally followed by the khabar. Now, if the mubtada is definite, then it will begin with alif lam, or it would be something which is definite in which in English, definite in terms of grammar means it's known. So we would normally describe it as the. So alif lam at the start, for instance, alif lam, that would mean the thing is ma'rifa. That would mean the thing is definite, which means we know what house we're talking about. We're not just talking about any house, which would be baytun. Baytun would be any house. Al-baytu means we are referring to a specific house that both people in the conversation or whoever is in the conversation knows about. So we would start the sentence al-baytu, and then we would say something new about it. And then this will become nakira, which means indefinite. And it would end in a tanween. For instance, the house is big. Al-baytu kabirun. Na'am. Okay? Yes. So, let's say we made both things ma'rifa. We made both things definite. Then it would actually communicate a different meaning. It would mean al-baytu al-kabir. Al-baytu al-kabiru does not mean the house is big anymore. We're not communicating in new information about the house, but we're essentially saying the big house, because the al-kabir means we already know it. It's also definite and it's attributed to the house. And this is something else in Arabic, which we might cover in another lesson, inshallah, which is sifatu mawsuf. So the adjective and what is described. So now we're describing something that we know already about the house. And we would have, in order for the sentence to be complete, to be jumlatun mufidan, a useful sentence, then we would need to say something else. Without the khabar, without the news, it's incomplete. Yeah, I don't want to go too much in depth to this, just an introduction. So I'll probably reference this now that we've covered mubtada and khabar in the next lessons, inshallah, maybe you would like to listen back to all the dialogues that we've begun from the 29, I think 28 episodes we've had so far. And once you listen to these dialogues, you can look out for the mubtada and khabar. For instance, in this dialogue, there was many examples of mubtada khabar, maybe not always as simple as the ones I quoted, but for instance, we had hadha faslu shita. Hadha would be the mubtada, the beginning. This, it means this. So this is what we're talking about. This is what we know. So it means it's in front of you, this, or what it is now, this. And then the faslu shita is the khabar. For those that are interested, this is actually a mudaf and mudaf ilay, the season of winter. So the faslu is actually a noun. And I know I said that all nouns have an alif lam or tanween. Faslu hai, because it's mudaf, is the one exception to that rule. So it's good I'm mentioning the exception to the rule, of course, as well, which is that faslu, if it does not have a mudaf, if it does not have an alif lam or a tanween, and there is a ism, as you know it, the word is a ism, and it's not a fi'l, it's not a verb, or a harf, or a preposition, then it must be a mudaf. It's a way of recognizing a mudaf, which basically means something as being possessed. So faslu shita means the season of winter, so something which is being possessed. So anyways, if we just look at this as two parts, hadha, this, and then in English we would have is, then instead we have mubtada, hadha, and then we have khabar, faslu shita. Hadha faslu shita, this is the season of winter. So you see the off as well, that's indicated by the mudaf, mudaf alay, but I don't want to go into another topic here. Let's just stick with the mubtada and khabar. So hadha mubtada and faslu shita khabar. This is now, this is being now associated with faslu shita, with winter. So this is winter, okay? Now, if I look for another example, a simple example in this dialogue, we also have Ana Hassan. Very simple example of mubtada khabar. I am Hassan. So Ana mubtada Hassan khabar. Okay. Naam. And one more example. Darajatul hararati ashrun. So the temperature darajatul hal hararati ashrun, or the degree of hotness, darajatu mudaf al hararati, together is the mubtada darajatul hararati. So it's one thing, the degree of temperature, of hotness, is basically means temperature. So the temperature, because we have al hararati, so that's the mubtada. And then we have is, which is indicated by the link between the mubtada and khabar, but of course there is no is, but it's the link. So we need to understand sometimes as English learners, when we look to Arabic, we're always looking for that is. There is no is in Arabic. It's just the mubtada, which is the known thing, and then the nakira, which does not have the alif lam, and that means it will be connected to the mubtada, because it's the new information about the, it is the new information about the mubtada. So had darajatul hararati, the temperature, ashrun is 20. Okay, now I hope that made sense. You can always find us on Instagram, Arabic with Daniel. DM any questions that you may have, and try to apply this rule to the new dialogues and the previous dialogues and see if it makes sense. If not, you can always DM any questions, and inshallah we'll try to cover more rules in the future. JazakAllah khair.
Thank you for listening. Please like, subscribe, share this podcast wherever you're listening. Thank you.